Welcome, welcome, welcome back, ladies, to Sacred Singleness. This is a podcast for women walking through healing, growth, and a deeper relationship with God in their single season. My name is Maddie, and today we're diving into a powerful topic, healing the wounds. You know, we closed a chapter where we spoke on the last episode about singleness not being a sentence, and it was really redefining what singleness as a gift and not a punishment. And some of the scriptures that we read on episode one was Psalms 34:18 and 1 Corinthians 7:34. And it was really an encouragement to embrace a season of purposefulness, right? But let's talk about wounds, okay, this time around. And I want to say for a fact that we all carry wounds. Okay, some of us from childhood, some of them from the past relationships, and some from disappointments that cuts us deep. The truth is, we can't pretend those wounds don't exist, but we also don't have to stay broken, right? God has given us the tools, more than enough, and more importantly, his presence to walk in healing. So, I don't know, but have you ever noticed how physical wounds take time? They also take care and sometimes even pain to heal properly. I work in the medical field, so I see wounds all the time. And if we don't give it care and time, it's never going to heal, right? So emotional and spiritual wounds are kind of like the same. And ignoring them does not make them go away. It makes them fester, right? And healing requires honesty, patience, and God's touch. And I'm going to tell you, ladies, when sometimes we just lift up that rug and just sweep everything under that rug and cover it back up, or we have this huge cut and we just try to cover it with, you know, a Band-Aid, it's still there. If we don't care for it properly, it's just not going to close up. So we have to put in some work. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. That means your wounds don't scare God. He's not ashamed of them. You know, he meets you like right in the middle of your pain. I know he's met me multiple times in the middle of my pain, and he continues to meet me in the middle of my pain. And, you know, healing doesn't mean forgetting what happened. It doesn't. You know, it means allowing God to transform the pain so it no longer controls you. You know, I remember a time when I carried rejection like a badge, like I was literally carrying it every day with me to work. You know, and it shaped how I saw myself and how I trusted others and even how I prayed. But when I finally brought that wound to God in prayer, in journaling, and in taking in with a mentor, and my mentor, let me tell you, was my Bible. I realized that he wasn't ignoring my pain, okay? He was waiting for me to hand it over to him. And that right there was the start of real healing for me. So let's talk about some practical steps for healing, right? So how do we begin to heal our wounds? So this week, I encourage you to take these few steps. Number one is going to be to acknowledge the wound, okay? Stop saying, I'm fine, when you're not. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I always make. People are like, how are you doing? I'm okay. I'm fine. If I'm not okay and I'm not fine, make sure you speak it out loud, okay? Just tell them, I'm not fine. So healing starts when you start to be honest, when you look internally and be like, you know what, I'm not okay. Number two, what we're going to do is bring it to God. Pray specifically about your hurt. Don't sugarcoat it, okay? He can handle your raw truth. God knows us, okay? He was our creator, okay? He got that pencil and he literally created us, okay? And drew us on a piece of paper. Like, he knows us from the top of our heads all the way to the bottom of our toes. Seek community. You know, our pastor, our bishop spoke this past weekend about community and how it's not okay to keep things inside. You know, you have to share in order to start healing. So seek community. Okay. Healing often happens like in safe spaces, right? With friends, with mentors, or even counseling. If you attend church, someone at church, you know, someone that you entrust. And replace lies with truth. Okay. If your wounds tell you I'm not enough, go to God's word where he says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if you want to reference that back, it's Psalms 139:14. So this week, I encourage you to spend some time journaling or praying over this question, okay? What wound in my life still needs God's healing? Write it down, sit with it, and then ask God to begin his healing work in that very place. Okay. I just want to make sure that you guys understand that you're not alone in this process. I have wounds that I've been healing, and God has been so good and faithful to me. I got to tell you, the old me a year ago is not who I am today. And little by little, he is closing up those wounds and healing them in ways that I couldn't even start to explain. Okay. So I want to thank you guys for joining me today. And remember that wounds don't define us. God's healing does. And if today's episode, ladies, encouraged you, share with a friend who may also be carrying hidden pains. Next week, we'll continue this journey together as we talk about rebuilding trust in God after disappointment. Until then, remember, your singleness is not a setback. It's a sacred season of healing and preparation. Till next time, bye.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.